everybody. I hope that you can hear me. Melody, can you hear me? Melody? Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I barely
can hear
you.
Can you hear
me? Okay, that's better.
Okay, wait. Okay, maybe that's better?
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Woo! Mm-hmm. My God.
Hello! Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome, welcome. So, yes, I guess it was meant to be today, even though I had a little bit of a hassle calling in. So, this is Sue Ellis-Soller, and I'm speaking with Melody Luna. So,
hello,
Melody. How are you today?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Not so bad. So, it's a little gloomy here, so I'm trying to get through the winter time. How about...
Yeah, it's been a little gloomy here, too, every once in a while.
Wonderful winter weather.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Nice and cool.
That's true, because you're in Arizona, right? So
yeah, it's a nice break.
Yeah.
I like the cold at this point.
I remember that. So, but it's been really pretty chilly there. So.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. So a real winter. So why don't you tell a little bit about, like, tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you do and how to get a hold of you, of course.
Sure. I'm Melody Luna. I am a psychic medium. I am a dream interpreter and a card reader. And I have a few card decks published and working on a book still trying to get the right format programming for it. It's all typed up. I just need to figure that out. I'm also an empath and an automatic reader.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. And okay, so the book is done. And do you have more decks now? Because last week when we spoke, I think you had two. So did you get another one out?
Yes. I did.
Oh.
So I have an empath deck out. It's 21 cards for the everyday empath living. It is a deck for empaths. So when you have a hard day, you just grab one of those cards and they'll advise you what the best course of action is to take for that day. And then I have Everyday Oracle Deck Volume 1 and Everyday Oracle Deck Volume 2. And those decks are... I guess I tried to make them imagery that we have to deal with in the modern day. So, for example, if you're low on energy, I show like a little picture of a cup of coffee while in bed with a book, things like that.
Oh, nice.
More of like, instead of too cryptic, I get kind of modern with all the pictures and the imagery. So I wanted it to be something that you can feel not too deep with, but enough where you feel like you're in this day and time. And so, for example, another card would be communicate, and then there's a picture of a smartphone and a keyboard with a computer. So things like that, trying to keep them modern. And so if people have kind of uncomfortability with cards that are more old school, this would be a handy deck to have to make you feel like it's more in tune with your everyday life.
Oh, I like that, because seriously, sometimes they just need, you know, I think about that often, how a lot of things were created in a different time period than what we're in right now, and how the symbolism has shifted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And in the past, like, 20 years, oh my gosh, it's like, it's just totally looking completely different than it was, you know, if you think about the old, like, I don't know, Lego piece looking cell phones and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
There's really, you know, a difference. So that's cool that you're like you're bringing that into the Oracle world and bringing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the kind of old stuff a lot, especially with us. We probably had a lot of past lives, so seeing old artwork and stuff really brings back memories and things like that. But I thought of, okay, so what about the people of today? Like, what imagery could they relate to? So
right. Yeah, like the younger souls that are just being born. I mean, there's mm-hmm. so much that's about crystal children and about rainbow children, and, you know, and they're coming up in a completely different era than what we experienced. So,
and this might be their first go around, you know, so, mm-hmm. you know, just want to put my little stamp out there.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. And how can people get a hold of you or look at your decks and see what you're offering?
You can go to diaryofapsychicmedium.com and you can email me at diaryofapsychicmedium@gmail.com or you can just email me at melodyluna13@gmail.com, whichever you prefer. And my website is basically like a little blog where I take other people's posts and share them with credit, of course, and my posts. And if you click shop, it'll take you to my little shop, printer studio shop that I have with little items there that you can browse through or purchase.
Very cool. Yeah, I was looking.
And they
that
do
the
ship internationally.
Day, so.
I just wanted to put
good to know. Because
some people want to like, I want your deck, but they don't ship. I believe this site ships internationally. They just put that in on their website. So.
Very cool. Because you know I'm in Austria, so I need something mm-hmm. that ships internationally. So. And you actually work a lot with people, like the topic that I chose today is like learning to work with your Claire skills. Have we talked about this before? I think we've mentioned it kind of loosely before.
Yeah, the different Claires. Yeah.
And you actually help people when they open up to their mediumship.
I mean, I haven't gotten a lot of customers yet, but by having the blog and by writing my books and by kind of doing these shows and I have other audio shows out there, I work to help people understand their gifts better and to kind of get an understanding. Or, I mean, it also could be for people who are curious about mediumship, but they're kind of scared to get into the hardcore stuff because they don't know, and I'm here to be that voice of it's not as scary as it sounds, and it just brings understanding instead of ignorance to the whole mediumship psychic world. So,
but that's good though too, because I know personally I avoid kind of channeling, and but sometimes spirit's like, nope, you're not going to avoid this one,
mm-hmm.
or being a medium, because, you know, there's just sometimes when you get that information, you're just like, okay, I'm getting this whole, like, I get the whole, I don't take on the energy or the essence of the other person, but I see, like, the videotape of their lives together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if that's what you consider, but, I mean, I think we all have a clair skill or a psychic skill. And
absolutely. I believe we're already all psychic. I mean, not necessarily mediums per se, but we're all psychic and we all can have that. We all can tune into the clairs if, you know, we concentrate and let go of the stresses of the modern day. I believe that they're inherently there. Like, you don't have to learn to be a psychic. I believe you already are psychic. You just have to learn to kind of open your doors.
Right.
Versus get the ability. We already have the ability. You just need to figure out how to get it open.
And trust it when it comes through,
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah.
Because you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And you mentioned you're a free writer, like a automatic writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's something too, like, so that's, is it the clair, because there's different clairs, we should probably start by explaining those, but that's your clair cognizance, and it just like kind of goes from spirit through your fingers and like, boop.
Yeah, and I know some people when they kind of start, it's kind of odd for me because some people like to automatic write where they take the pen and they let whoever is controlling their arm or their hand move the pen, or they start off doing scribbles and then all of a sudden the scribbles, their hand turns into words. I do it differently. I kind of like do more of like a intuitive channeling where all the words will hit my head and then I will quickly write them down. More right. of that way. Because I can't memorize everything and it usually goes word for word for me. So I don't have like the dog walked in the park today and I write that down. It's usually the, and then I write dog. It comes word by word by word. So sometimes I might not even have a complete sentence, but then until you read it, then you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's really interesting though too. And then you would really have to kind of be in a medium or working in a medium where you could keep up with as it comes through.
Yeah, so sometimes I second guess it and be like, okay, why am I writing, like, I don't know, the word star next to the word boat, next to the word, you know, but then you read it all together and break it down with your, like, psychic and mediumship. Because, you know, we break down symbology all the time. And once we start breaking it down, it makes sense. I have so much poetry from automatic writing. And I have done automatic writing poems as intuitive poetry, what I used to call it. And I used to give that to people. And then they would have kind of like a hard time breaking it down sometimes. Sometimes they would get it right away. Like they would read the poem and they go, yes, that's what I'm feeling right now. It's so awesome. And then other times I would have to kind of translate the poem because I write poetry just normally. But because I write poetry normally, I kind of can already break down the symbolism using my psychic abilities to be like, okay, I know what that symbolizes. So they kind of merge together so then I can translate the poem if somebody has trouble.
Oh, that's cool then.
And then once I break it down, they're like, oh my God, that's what I'm going through, or, you know, that's how I feel, and a lot of metaphors and everything like that. So it's different. But it has been successful for me in terms of having that be a different way of communicating.
So you feel like it has been or has not been? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
Oh, it has been. Yeah.
Okay.
At first, I wasn't sure if intuitive poetry would be successful. But from the people that I used to give these poems to and give them, you know, for free because it was first starting out. I wasn't sure if it would take, but after like maybe 5 people, they were like, yeah, this is right on. So it was exciting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it was exciting. So, and, but you have more than one skill. Do you feel like everybody kind of has more than one skill, or do you think that we're born with all of them and then we have one or two that we're like kind of the best at, or how do you feel about that?
I do feel that we have inherently, for sure, the major, is it 4? The clairaudience, which is it 5 or 4?
I know
it goes up to like 7
usually. Yeah. Yeah, because then we have the clear tasting and the clear smelling, which I do get clear smelling from time to time too. And a lot of people experience that actually. And they just, you know, I think that's one of the number one things people, when they have visits from loved ones who pass on, is that clear smelling that they get, you know, the smokers or the perfume. So clairvoyant, where they have the visions, claircognizant, where you just know.
Knowing,
clairsentient, where it's that clear emotional feeling. And I think that one's a really widespread one that people don't even understand because it's just so common, you know.
Yeah, the feeling. Yeah. Or it's taken kind of for granted. It's like, oh, yeah, you feel something, whatever. It's like, no, like, it really helps you understand the situation from another person's perspective without going off by pictures. It's so much deeper than pictures. I mean, not to discount clairvoyance because it helps get us the setting and what it looks, but you can have somebody, you know, looking mean in a picture, but then get the feeling that maybe they look mean because they were, you know, something happened to them. They felt betrayed. You know, there's more meaning behind a feeling than just a picture or a sound.
Right. Oh, definitely. Definitely. And there's also clear empathy, which is an interesting one. So there's a different clear emotional feeling and clear cognizance is clear knowing, clairvoyance, clear seeing, clair gustance, clair tasting,
yeah.
Clair sentience, clair physical
and then
feeling.
Clair aliens, ooh. I think, is the smelling one that you brought up earlier.
Oh, okay, yep. Mm-hmm. And so some people, like when you're doing healing work, the clair sentience would come into play because some people will actually feel pain or a sensation in a place where somebody else is actually having that, you know, where they need the healing to go, basically.
Right. It's funny that you bring that up because I, from my understanding, there's two types of mediums. There's mental mediumship and physical mediumship. And to be a mental mediumship, you get the clairs, the basic clairs, the clairaudience, claircognizance, clairvoyance. And then they say, when I look up online, it kind of conflicts what I believe is a physical medium. A physical medium, they say, is more having to do with what you can physically see, like the ectoplasm, which is the energy transform, you know, what you can see, the gel stuff. And, yeah, that's right. Or an apport, which is when an object appears out of thin air, out of nowhere, things like that. So, like, there have been times of old pocket watches coming up on tables where nobody put it there, old flowers from olden times coming, you know, things like that with no explanation. But as a person who physically feels the spirit's pain and trauma, I would think that would be falling under a physical medium in my perspective, because you can mentally maybe see pictures, hear voices, mentally know something. But to feel a person's pain and you physically feel it, I feel like that would fall more under a physical mediumship than a mental mediumship. Mm-hmm. And I know someone would argue with me, but it just doesn't make sense to me. And if I physically feel it happening to me versus hearing it or imagining it or just knowing it's going to happen, I think that's a totally different sensation. And I know there's a clairtangible, I think, too. I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure. But it's when you know how – I don't know if that's real or if I made it up. I think clairtangible.
No, it's real.
Me, it's where you know what an object feels like. And I've had that before. It's really, really odd. It's kind of like if you're dreaming and you know that the ground is let's say the floorboards are kind of soft versus hard and you're afraid you're going to fall through. It's like, how would you know that that's what it felt like unless you had clear tangible? Like, how would you know that floor without looking at it? How would you know it was soft? And how did you know automatically to look down because you felt it was going to cave in on you? Kind of things like that.
Right.
So I think clear tangible is a good thing to have too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I wonder too, the more that they look into this kind of stuff and the more that they put some scientific effort into it, if there will become more, or they will, you know, because they're finding out too, like if a person is in a room or, you know, puts his or her hand somewhere, then the imprint of that person being there lasts a lot longer than just goes away when the person goes away. You know, And you leave atomic traces of yourself and are everywhere that you go. And I'm sorry, I'm going like off on a tangent here.
No,
but
it's okay.
You know, there are certain things that are, you know, because my thing too is I really want more scientific work, you know, like double blind tests and studies and everything to actually, you know, it's just
parapsychology.
So,
is that what it's like? Parapsychology. Yeah. I really wanted to study that stuff. I know Amy Allen, she does the Dead Files. She is into the parapsychology and she went through all the tests and things like that. And she's still doing that like scientific work of it because she's a medium. Mm-hmm. And so that I was kind of like, yes, that's kind of like where I want all mediums to go in that direction so they can study it from a more grounded point of view and merge that with their abilities.
Right. Or even the scientific community at large. I mean, this is something with healing, for example, you know, that I really feel like there should be a lot, you know, the instruments that we have to measure things right now aren't probably as fine as we need them to be, but they're starting to be now that they're doing like electron microscopes and things like that so that they can see a lot smaller. And what they're finding out when they're doing these things is a lot of the old theories are just, you know, debunked. And it's kind of funny how this ties into what we were talking about earlier about, you know, modernizing symbolism and bringing things into the here and now and the present. But yeah, so we have the ability to look at things on a deeper level now. So,
and people are still so stuck in their ways. Yeah, I would agree that things need to be expanded and looked at more by people who do the research and things like that. And it shouldn't be discounted so quickly.
Right.
Just because you hear the word like energy or whatever and you quickly dismiss it. Dig a little deeper and you may be surprised of how many things and experiences other people have had and what research has been done out there. And I think we actually should encourage and promote that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, I agree 100%. So should we take a caller? This person's been waiting for like half an hour.
Yes,
okay.
Of course. Yay.
Hi, thanks for holding. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Anne. Thank you so much for taking the phone call.
You're welcome.
Hello,
Anne.
Hi. I have a reading question if Melody, right?
Yeah.
Melody, what do you see for me for the next 6 months in the romance department? I'm looking for a life partner, not just a date, not just dating.
Let's see.
There is someone that I had hopes for, the gentleman that I've known for some time, but I'm not sure that something will come out of it.
Okay, so what I see right now is that in the past you've been kind of a little bit of a hermit, like recluse, thinking about what you want to do, about the situation, like kind of distancing yourself so you kind of know what you want. And right now I feel like you're ready to be, I guess I want to say like a partner in a relationship, like a team player. You want somebody equal with you. I don't get that you're wanting to dominate this other person, that you just want to share your life with another person.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that once you have that mindset of being a partnership and a camaraderie, that in the potential future there's going to be something that will significantly happen to open that door of, okay, maybe I looked at things differently, but I'm going to look at things a different way. So I kind of feel like something's going to die off that you thought was important. And I'm not sure what that is, because I'm not getting told what that is. It's more of like a revelation, a time to be like, oh, okay, I get what you're sending. So pay attention to signs that you might be getting, because I feel like something's going to die out. Something maybe you were hoping for is not going to come through, maybe in a relationship. And then you're going to kind of go, oh, okay. And then you're going to get steered in a different direction. So don't fight this different direction. Stay with it. I also see after that you may have more self-discipline and willpower to get through this change. And when you do that, when you gain yourself willpower to get through the change that's going to may happen, I see you're going to have two people potentially to choose from. So I see an older person and a younger person that potentially may be in the relationship. But then you're going to have a problem deciding between the two. But I would take my time with that.
Is it like in the next 6 months?
That I cannot. Let me see. I'm not getting a specific date on that. So no, I don't have one. It's not telling me one. But I do see it's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be even in this month. It might be longer than that. I'm getting a feeling that this is going to be something gradual. So pay attention to what's going to change in your life and accept it and grow from that experience. And then potentially you'll have two partners on the horizon.
Any chance that relationship with Edward will improve? Because that's the person that actually close to me. And he's like my best friend, but
the two choices I'm getting is an older person and a younger person. Now, it doesn't mean the person is younger than you. It just might mean that this person is younger than the other man or other potential partner. One of them is very ambitious and kind of like an alpha male, and the other one is kind of intelligent, takes things with speed, but is a little bit more green, a novice when it comes to that. But I here it's telling you that you really need to review that person's motives, the one you were talking about before. You kind of got to get where
Edward,
they're coming from.
Which one?
Yeah.
Because Edward is younger than me. The other person that I had hoped also is older than me.
Oh, so that
and
makes
that
sense.
This,
when I'm talking about the two guys, the one that's older
yeah.
and the one that's younger.
So
okay.
I had hopes for the younger and for the older, but the older actually probably was more promising because he did have romantic interest in me more than friendship. But now it seems like nothing is happening.
Yeah, the one that you mentioned before, I think it was Edward's name.
Yes.
That's the one where you have to kind of review what he wants in life. Do you think this is the one where you have to kind of review his motives? Do you think he wants a relationship with you? Why does he want? And if he does, why does he want the relationship with you? Is it because he's, I don't know, lonely, or is it because he really loves you, or is he really likes you? So you kind of gotta weigh why does he want to be with you, or why doesn't he want to be with you? If that makes sense, versus just jumping into it.
But I just don't know if there is any chance for us or he's completely, he's involved with someone else. I just don't know because I don't want to beat on the same bush, you know, if maybe the person is involved with someone.
I am not sure, but the card that I got after that, I have to kind of see where he's coming from. The card after that is telling you to don't give up.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I don't give up
yeah.
either. Yeah.
Right.
And the older man.
I mean, believe in yourself, but yeah, I wouldn't give up on it completely or yourself. So don't give up on the concept of, okay, I need to know his motives. Don't give up on asking that, but I'm getting also that you don't want to give up on yourself. So keep with it until you feel it's the time to let go.
Okay,
but right now,
the
courage is going to be a big thing for you to hold on to.
Excuse me, what will be the big thing?
Courage. Your strength. Your strength is most important. So keep that throughout the whole relationship.
I'm trying. And the older man that I was trying to reconnect, I don't think it's working either. So.
I get that the older man's very headstrong and very much in control. The next card that I got, though, after that, as like a closing card, because I'm pulling until I feel I have to stop. This last card is saying, don't trap yourself in negative thoughts because you're starting to do that. So don't overthink things too much and get into a cycle where you think you can't go anywhere. So keep the strength about you and don't overly have negative fear-based kind of thoughts, because it'll tear your confidence
just
and strength down.
Okay, they're calling me.
Okay.
Okay, just thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I have workers here in my house.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good
thank
luck.
You. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's always interesting because I was getting,
I was going to ask you, like, Sue, what do you have?
She seemed to want to talk specifically with you, so I didn't want to kind of butt in. But it was really a case of, you know, what you were saying, those waves of courage and then sometimes falling back on the insecurity of
mm-hmm.
not knowing. And but I really feel like she also, like, this is one thing with love readings that I get all the time. A lot of people are scared to follow their intuitive notions about romance. And, you know, so she said at first that she really thought that she had a potential connection with the older guy, but he wasn't as interesting as the younger guy. But then when she went back to it, she discovered that he had kind of moved on from her.
Mm-hmm.
So this is her reading her own intuition about it. And then, you know, as you know, a lot of times when we're doing these readings, it's just verifying what the person already knows.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
reviewing, like, everyone's motives, like I said, which would make sense with your
yeah.
reading. Because if she's reviewing,
yeah.
I know she said, was it Edwin or Edward? I know that was
yeah.
what we're concentrating on. But it also doesn't hurt to take stock of the older guy, too, and see what his motives are, too. So everyone's
right.
motives are important, including her own. Like, why does she want to be in this relationship? Review that, too.
Right.
So.
Right, definitely. Yeah, and that's really important, too, because some people want to be in a relationship, I don't know how to say it, I don't want to say for the wrong reasons, but not because they're ready to be in a relationship and they're ready to be a partner or find a partner, but either they want to have somebody to concentrate their efforts on so that they can fix or help somebody,
mm-hmm.
or they want to be taken care of. You know, so they're not really independent and full and bringing, you know, a kind of whole person into the relationship, but they
right.
want to be like subservient to the other
oh, yeah.
person.
And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a tactic where they kind of avoid themselves. They don't want to
mm-hmm.
be alone and think about their life, so they use it as a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to concentrate
exactly.
on this person versus myself because that's easier.
Right. And it is easier, but at the same time, there's always that gnawing feeling in your gut that you're not doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
when it turns out...
Yeah, spirit's going to hit you upside the head. You're going to keep putting off dealing with yourself, but you and I both probably know that putting things
uh-huh.
off and saying no, it's going to catch up to you sooner or later.
Right. And sometimes just, what's the word, surrendering to what the universe brings you and accepting that is so powerful in and of itself. You feel like you're giving up all of your control, but actually it's a thing where you really, I don't know how to describe it. It's just like going from one possibility to infinite possibilities.
I'm glad you used that word surrender because I've been using it in the past couple weeks with my, I guess, I don't know, mantra or prayers is that
uh-huh.
I'm kind of using this thing where I surrender to the higher power of the highest good. That's what I'm starting to say to myself because it's kind of giving me an energetic let go of instead of, because I get this thing, I'm a Leo, so I get kind of bossy and I try to control a situation. And I got to learn that I can't, I can't be responsible for another person's actions, and I can't be responsible for the things that are out of my control. So I have to surrender and know that a higher power, which would have, if it's God, if it's fate, if it's the universe, I have to surrender and trust that. So mm-hmm. I have a big issue with trust sometimes and letting the chips fall where they may. Some things are better with others. Sometimes I can say, if the doctor doesn't call me, or if I can't get that, teddy bear, then it's not meant to be. And then other things,
right.
I hold so tightly on to try to be like, okay, but I want to know the outcome. Okay, but is there something I can do? And it's like, there's no difference from me wanting the teddy bear with that situation than this situation. Just one's
right.
less intense than the other one, that's all. But I have to learn how to keep the same surrendering with both.
Right. Well, like you said, that's hard, and it's a challenge, and it's a journey. You know, just because we're spiritual people doesn't mean that we've mastered,
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're here, because we haven't mastered everything. We're still going through lessons.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, sometimes we have our own lessons to face, and we have our own journey, and we've gone through a lot, and we've gained a lot of wisdom from it. But I know I'm not perfect, and I have my moments where I'm just like, really? But lately the universe has been like, oh, let me show you. Pa-ching. And, I'm just like,
me
okay.
too. Me too. The past months and a week, maybe around a month, it's been like, whoa, for me. It's like, geez. Okay, I'm getting mm-hmm. I'm getting your signals that I have to deal with this stuff. It's hard to deal with, and the powers that be, your guides, whatever, they keep reminding you that we're putting you in a situation to help you first recognize it, B, understand this is your reaction to it, and C, help heal it. And I don't like the word change, because I don't believe anybody should change for anybody, but I do believe in the
right.
word improve and the word heal. So if you want to improve
right.
your life and heal your life, those are the great things.
Right. And sometimes accept is a part to A-C-C-E-P-T, not E-X-C-E-P-T, but accepting the other person in their, entirety. And
mm-hmm.
that's hard. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Seriously. I love you, but if you could just change this one thing, and it's just like, no, I have to say, I love you the way that you are,
mm-hmm.
even if,
Yeah.
Or I love myself enough to know that I can't accept this and I need to move on,
Well, the big thing for me is owning my empath skills, and you should know this as an empath, because I kind of divide myself in 50-50. There's the Melody side, which is my human side, my regular side, and then there's my psychic side. And so my Melody side kind of takes over in the relationship a lot, like the logical, why would you do this, the what-da-da-da side. And then I forget that I have an empathic side. So I have to, a lot of times now I'm stopping, instead of saying, how could you do this? My sentence changes to, okay, let's understand why you did this.
Right.
So that I can
right.
connect with them on an empathic level of why they did something versus Melody level, which is, how could you do that? It's different energies. And so if you can merge the two, so you can have a normal conversation or normal time together trying to understand each other, then it gets a little bit easier in trying to, okay, I understand why you did that versus how could you do that?
Right. Yeah, and that's moving up in the spiritual, I don't want to say up either, because I always feel like that's such a judgment. It's just like you learn what you need to learn at the time you need to learn it, and then you understand what you need to understand at the time you need to understand it. There's no, imperfection or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what you said, the acceptance.
Hard.
Yeah, the
right.
acceptance of, okay, I know he's going to do this because he's done it 10 times before. I just have to accept that he's going to do this. And depending on what it is, of course. But accept
right.
that this is who he or she is, because they've done it many times before and this is who they are. And so now you have to weigh your boundaries. This is okay with my boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being a little selfish, or do I need to stand firm? And it's a fine line. But to coexist, he knows you're going to do something that you probably done before. And he's probably like, oh, my God, she's doing it again. But to accept that they're going to do it and know that you've been through it before and that you can get through it again really helps.
Right, right. And, yeah, and being able to kind of predict behaviors and understand the motivation for them, that's really important, too.
Exactly, yes. Motivation is a good word, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So should we take another caller? We've got a couple of people waiting.
Oh,
and, should we?
Yes, let's take them.
Okay. Hi, thanks
Hello?
For holding.
Hello. How are you? Hi, how are you today?
All right, how are you today?
I'm doing good, and Happy New Year to you.
Good. Thank you.
Yay. Hey, so, okay. What's your name? My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I have a question in terms of my love life. I live in New York. Okay. I've been having premonitions that I would meet maybe a soulmate, a guy, but it looks like he doesn't live in New York. He might live in a different state. I'm not too sure if it's California or Philadelphia. I just wanted to know what you pick up on that energy.
Well, I'm seeing him next to the water. Definitely. So, yeah, a little bit younger, a very non-traditional person. Yeah, travel is involved here. Yeah, so I really think that this is somebody you're going to have to kind of cross. I don't want to say cross oceans, but go to some place where, yeah, like California, Florida, coastline.
Oh, okay, so he's not from New York. Oh, and let me ask you this, because I see possibly it might be some trust issues, possibly on both ends. Would he be open to doing a psychic relationship reading when the right time comes? Because my goal this time is when I meet someone, I don't want to become girlfriend and boyfriend right away. I would like to get a chance to know the person.
I am seeing definitely Temperance comes up and the Ten of Cups, and I really feel like this person will be somebody who you meet with on a different level completely than anybody you've ever known or met before.
Okay.
So what are you getting, Melody? What do you think?
I got the same thing. Well, in the past, you're having a complex decision, which is a given because that's probably why you're calling us, because you're not sure. I feel like at a certain time, it could be either the present now or the potential, like the immediate present, that things are going to be happening at once, and so a lot of things are going to be going on. I do think with Sue, I get a younger person. He's very dedicated, like loyal, honorable. Sue got water, I got mountains, so they might be something rocky. It doesn't necessarily have to be like the Appalachian Mountains, but I'm getting very earthy, like rock type of area, which could be next to the water.
California.
So it sounds like California. Yep.
Or Oregon.
Okay. Oh, all right. This is something quite different. All right.
I'm also getting to, if you do decide to take a move, just make sure that you ask yourself why you're moving. So if it's to better your, let's say you end up getting a job out there and you want to better yourself, that's a great motivation to go out there.
Yeah, that's what I prefer to do. I don't want to move with someone just for the sake of a relationship.
Yes.
That wouldn't work well for me. So I would move to California because of the job situation, but not just to be with that person.
Perfect. Right. That's what I was trying to get at with being really nice. Don't do it just because somebody, you know, says go. But when you do review that motive, and if you do go for like a work or a job or a career type of thing, I'm seeing potential. If you have that mindset, there's a potential of you getting recognition for that work, being a team player for that work, and getting more abundance for that work, and having a great project to work on. So I do see potentially that happening if you keep that mindset of, okay, I'm revealing I'm doing this, and I'm going to do it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I prefer actually to move up in the company first, then establish a relationship.
Perfect. You got your head on straight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I prefer to do, because I don't think it would be ethical to move into a relationship. I'm actually going to be going to school next, actually in September. So my goal is to focus on working school for at least the first 6 to 7 months.
Okay. Yep.
Good.
That sounds awesome. And the person you're with, I'm getting, he's like a grounded person too. So I think this person will take, either he takes school or work seriously, or he understands why you take work and school seriously. So I get a very earthy, grounded person, not a person whose head's up in the clouds.
Oh, awesome, because I did see myself, I don't know, I did have a premonition that I did explain to someone that I do meet that I'm currently in grad school, and I offered him, if he wants to wait till I complete grad school, and I think he was willing to do that, or just be friends while I'm completing my degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's not him, it's just that the energy that I have to put into the schoolwork. I have 1 year to absorb all the education that I can.
Yep, I'm getting that this person is very understanding of taking care of your roots first, your life, your schooling, the important stuff first. So I do see that.
Yes. Okay, that's awesome.
Perfect. Well,
yay.
Good luck to you, Lisa.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, I'll keep you guys posted.
Please.
Yeah, do, please. Yes, definitely.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's take one more, and then we'll probably wrap it up after that, all right?
Let's do it.
Okay. Hopefully. Hi, thanks for holding.
Hi, my name's Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you today?
I'm sorry. You caught me off guard. I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller. So I was just interviewing things. I thought, you know what? I'm going to check out a few things on that was interesting. So, basically, I was just trying to see, I had a lot of things happen at the end of this year, you know, it's a new year, and there's a lot of things that I think kind of, my life kind of transformed, my transition to what it was last year, and I'm just trying to see if there's any guidance for me, if there's any advice going into 2018, or if you see anything. I just feel like I'm just waiting for something to happen. I feel like I feel incomplete, I guess, and maybe because we've experienced some loss in our family. So I'm just, you know, I just don't really know how to pick up the pieces again.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go ahead, and then I'll go after that.
Okay. I don't want to sound negative, but you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Looks like things were happening. And you were trying to find your balance, you know, you were trying to keep it together. Right now you feel like, you know, you can't see the possibilities in front of you because you've been hit down. You kind of feel like you're missing out on an opportunity in life, maybe. You're like, I hope things pick up so I don't miss out on what I know life can offer me because of difficult situations.
Be
careful in the future not to lose sleep, because sometimes I think, like you said, I've gotten the worst, so I'm expecting the worst, and this could give you insomnia at night, so be aware of that. What I want you to do, if you do have insomnia, or if that may happen in the potential future, you need to take a rest and then think of things through before you make decisions, because you may regret those in the future out of either being sad or depressed or wanting to get things done too quickly or whatever the motivation may be, just take your time with it. Don't feel like you have to rush now. I'm also okay. getting that you're, by doing that, you'll promote the fire in you, because I'm getting that you're usually an outgoing, creative person, and right mm-hmm. now you don't
yeah,
feel like it.
Yeah,
you don't
very much
feel
so.
Like it. So, but I also don't want you to pretend that there isn't a problem and not make a decision, if that makes sense. So by yeah. taking a vacation and taking time away,
okay.
mental vacation, it doesn't have to be a physical vacation,
sure.
but a mental vacation and knowing that, okay, I'm going to think through my problems carefully. Then when you gain that confidence of that creative, outgoing, confident person than you are, then I want you to start making those decisions. Right when you gain that confidence,
okay.
then you can start being that person that you are. Because usually a person goes, I don't want the black one, I want the white one. I don't want the gray one, I want the red one. You can have that, but that's after you've taken that mental break and time out for
sure.
yourself to gain that back. So that's what I see. So
okay.
it's there. I don't get that, you know, it's going to be horrible all the way through for you. You just have to work on it a little bit longer to get there. And at the
okay.
end of that card, after you make your decisions of gaining confidence and then making those decisions, I do see that plant those seeds so you don't worry unnecessarily. So get
gotcha.
The confidence, make the decision, and when you get the confidence to make the decisions, those will be the seeds you're planting to grow into something greater. But don't plant the seeds of worry. Plant the seeds of confidence in making decisions. So
gotcha.
Hopefully
right.
that helps.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Very good. I got pretty much the same thing. First of all, I got this, the message that came up. I was using the flower therapy deck, and it said smile. The sunflower came up. And sometimes you got to, I don't want to say fake it till you feel it, but there has been, like, studies done about smiling more often and how that can, just the simple act of smiling can help to change your attitude and change the chemicals.
Sure.
Yeah, and change your perspective. And I feel like right now you might actually need to seek out the advice of an attorney or somebody who is an expert to help
okay.
make this decision. Because what you've been through in the past, I feel like you've been trying to be the best person that you can, and you just kept getting
mm-hmm.
kind of stepped on, and then you would say, okay, I understand this, you know, like we were talking about earlier, like, I understand where you're coming from, I understand why you're being the way you are, and then the person would do it again, and you're just like, okay, this is not,
yeah.
this is just enough of that. And
yeah.
You know what decision to make, and I just feel like you really need to protect yourself in this moving
okay.
forward. And I don't want to use that as like a warning or whatever, as being
sure.
mean, but you just want to protect your resources, your property, your bank account, you know, your reputation.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, yeah, like what Melody said, once you get in that place where you feel comfortable and once you've really kind of cut the cords and really come, because I get this like gum feeling, like you keep trying to move forward, but there's like the gum stretch there that's keeping you in this. But once you get that settled and once you feel like, oh, I'm back into myself again, then you're going to experience a lot of that motivation, a lot of that passion that you've been kind of keeping under wraps because it's just been, like, too much to deal with. So,
yeah. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great New Year.
Oh, you too.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Tiffany. And best of
thank
luck.
You,
call us back. All
right.
And let
thank
us
you.
Know.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. I was all like, oh, I got to put her on mute. But, yeah, interesting there. So we got about 4 minutes left, and we kind of went off, and that's okay. I like to talk about just whatever comes up. So,
yes, our intuitive talking, whatever we feel guided to talk about.
Yeah. yeah. And plus, you know, some of the times, this is one of the things that I think, like, with the Claire audience or the Claire powers, you know, you and I, Melody, we might be half the world away from each other, but we're still pulling from, like, the same spiritual ether. You know, we're still mm-hmm. pulling from the source or everything. So that's why a lot of times we get similar messages, I think.
I think so, too. And it's kind of like, I know I use the term sometimes light worker. I don't know what you would call it, but when I say light worker, pretty much everybody knows what I'm talking about. It feels like when we meet each other, it's like this weird, we're all students of the same class. And we're like, if we ever met each other or we talked to each other, I just feel like it's our, like, 10-year reunion. Like, we're coming back and saying, hey, what's up? And it feels like we all signed the same contract. So we all have the same purpose and we all learn the same curriculum. We might not have the same class together, but we went to the same college. It's kind of like, you know, we all know each other. We all know what cause we're working for. We all know kind of like what we're doing and what our purposes are. So it's nice to see and meet up and talk to people who share the same passions, and also people who call in to, who want to, who support our cause in a way by trusting us and our advice.
Right. Definitely. Well, it's like, yeah, like you said, like a 10-year reunion, like you're like, oh my gosh, I've known you forever. Like, we can talk for hours and you totally understand what I'm talking about. And you don't look at me like I'm a freak or something. But yeah, it's true. It's like the golden friendships, you know, where you're just like, finally, you know.
And I think like that's like the thread that helps us come up with the same things in our cards, because we're getting the same, because we work on the same energetic level. I think it helps.
Right,
definitely. And our guides probably talking to each other too, you know.
Like, hey, they're having coffee. Like, hey, it's the new week. Yeah, you coming today? Sure. So I'm going to wrap up, but I just want to give everybody your email address again before we so do you want to
Sure.
I'm all like, I just lost my train of thought. Wow, okay.
You can reach me at diaryofapsychicmedium@gmail.com or melodyluna13@gmail.com. You can always visit my website. You can always visit my shop, look around, see what I'm about. Like I said, it's a blog-style website, so I have blog entries and other people's blog entries to support my medium psychic lifestyle. It's kind of like a journal and way I express things, like a diary. And then there's a shop there and audio files and things like that. So don't be shy. Stop by.
Wonderful. And it's a beautiful site. I love it. It's like so clean and minimalist. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's definitely different.
But there's a lot of information. Yeah.
Yes.
And me, I'm Sue Ellis Dollar, so you can email me at sue@sueellisdollar.com, or you can find my website. I'm an angel tarot and oracle card reader, certified transformational life coach. I also help spiritual business people, and I'm getting the website. We started working on it today. So the site for Spiritual Business Basics. So we're going to be bringing all the archives. I'm going to get them transcribed. It's going to be fabulous. So
amazing.
And then I'll have to have you on for an interview, like a full, I think we've done an interview before, but we'll do another one because your work is expanding too. It has expanded in the past year.
Aww,
so
thank you.
Yeah. Love watching you grow and thrive and see what you're coming up with.
You too.
Oh, thank you. So our hour's up, and we will see you all next week. And not sure what we're talking about now, but we'll update you with the topic. Okie dokie.
Sounds great.
Okay. We'll talk soon. Thanks again, Melody. I really appreciate
you
being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. And that is our episode. Yay!